I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through Easter as we strive to become more and more united with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by witnessing to his resurrection in the world, by opening ourselves into the grace of the Holy Spirit. Our meditation today begins with the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly await a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will refashion the body of our lowliness, conforming it to the body of his glory, by exerting the power by which he is able also to subject all things to himself. You read the following story of Amma Theodora. Another of the old men questioned Amma Theodora, saying, "At the resurrection of the dead, how shall we rise?" She said, "As pledge, example, and as prototype, we have him who died for us and is risen, Christ our Lord." We are all on the way towards union with God, and the resurrected body of Christ is indeed, as St. Paul and Amma Theodora promise, the foreshadowing of what our future will be. Because of the resurrection of Christ, we have the sign of our future, what our future destiny is and where it lies. Not only is it a sign of our future, but is a seal of the promise. Because Christ has risen, we too know that we, by participating in Christ's resurrection, also will be risen. That we who are faithful to him will participate in that same resurrection. Indeed, we are already participating, because as we continue our Easter journey and we conform our lives more and more to him, as we allow him to conform our lives more and more to him, we are already changing into that which we are destined to be. And he will indeed change us, so that we are in accordance with him and with his will. Our hope in the resurrection is not without evidence, and our faith is not without support. Indeed, we know that Christ is risen, for we have seen him. We see him throughout the world to this day. There are signs everywhere of his presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit, and oftentimes we just need to open our eyes in order to see them. Let us continue to open our whole selves, our eyes, our hearts, all of our bodies to the grace of Christ, to the grace of his conversion, so that by becoming more and more like he is, that we will become more and more participants of his glorious resurrection. And we will close with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.